我们读这一本传道人的话，里面有许多的话对我们来说是非常非常不愿意听。
As we read the words from the preacher, it includes a lot of words that we might not be willing to listen.
最不好听的是什么呢？
What's the worst thing that we don't
want? 管你碰到什么事情，他得着的结论呢，就是虚空的虚空。
It seems that whatever you counter, the conclusion would lead to vanity of vanities.
那么如果我们人活着一直是在虚空里面的话，活着有什么意思呢？
And if we live in vanities all the time, what's the meaning to living?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们读了这几次，从传道人的话里面看到。
We read a few times, studied a few times, and from the word of the preacher,
人如果一直活在以自己为中心的这种光景下，他没有办法不感觉什么都是虚空。
If men will live in a self-centered condition, and there's no way he cannot live in a condition other than vanity of vanities.
但是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
阅读传道人所说的话的时候，我们看见他把人带到虚空里面去了，那有一个目的的，那个目的是什么呢？
As we read the word of the preacher, then he leads us into the vanity of vanities, but he has a purpose. So what is this purpose?
目的乃是要把人带回到神自己的光下来，活出那个不是虚空的生活。
So the purpose is to lead us to live under the light of God so that we will not live under in vanity.
所以平常我许多弟兄姊妹觉得读传道书啊也是很难明白的一卷卷书，原因就是在这里。
Oftentimes, brothers and sisters studying or reading the book of Ecclesiastes and find it hard to understand, and the reason is this.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他让传道人说出了虚空的话。
He allows for the preacher to speak these words of vanity.
但是感谢神。神自己就在人都落在虚空的光景里的时候，他也上来说话。
Thank God, because when he see men in this state of vanities, he would start to speak to men.
神说话乃是叫人看到那个真实的光景，那么就甘心去追求属天的好处，而不再留恋在个人的那种迷惑里。
So when God speaks, he wants men to see their true condition so that they would no longer be lost in their personal situation, but seek after God's will.
我们用了一点的时间来看到传道人转了好多方面的叫人心里头不大喜乐的事。
We have been studying this book and saw many samples that are the words that the preacher has shared. Many conditions or unpleasant things that cause us to be uneasy.
但是人是不是永久的会拖着落在这个虚空里呢？
But is it the case that men will forever be trapped in this vanity?
我们经过了好几次来读传道人的话的时候，我们发觉每一件事情给他说出来，说了最末了就是说虚空的虚空。
So we've been reading the words of the preacher, and after each incident or each sample that he cited, we always end with the words vanity of vanities.
所以你就留意到陈道人当时所说的话不是没有根据的。弟兄姊妹们应该不会忘记陈道人是谁，是一个中国君王的人。
So, brothers and sisters might notice all the words spoken by the preachers is not without basis or evidence. If you remember who is this preacher, he's been a ruler, a king before.
但是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你读传道书的时候感觉有困扰。那困扰的原因这是其中的一个。
Thank the Lord, when we read this book of Ecclesiastes, you might feel troubled, and this is one of the reasons why.
你把传道人里边讲的话讲到我们自己身上来。
You apply the words of the preacher to us ourselves.
就你们千万要记住，传道人说的话，说出虚空的虚空，乃是说到人如果不能活在神的一个现实和荣耀里，他不能不虚空。
But please remember the words or situation described by the preacher is when men are living, if men was not living under the glory and the faithfulness of God, then men would live in vanity.
感谢主，我们读过了好几段神说的各种各样不同的虚空的虚空。
And thank the Lord, we've been reading different sides or descriptions to this vanity of vanities.
如果照着那一个光景来看，那就真的是没有一件不虚空的事。
According to those conditions or situations, then there's nothing but vanities.
但是问题在，是传道人所说的话。那传道人所说的话，目的不是叫人虚空的虚空。
But the issue is these are spoken by the preacher, and his purpose is not for men to fall under the vanity of vanities.
虽然他说的话几乎全部都是他个人的实际的生活过来的事。
Even though the words shared by the preacher are almost all describing his own experience,
但是他的目的要把人带回到不是虚空的虚空里。
But his purpose is to bring men not into this vanity of vanities.
他要把所有属神的人领到一个准确的方向，不落在那个虚空里，而实实际际去活在神是我们的拥有和丰富里。
He wants to lead us into a place where we would not be experiencing vanity of vanities, but living in God's faithfulness, glory, and riches.
我们经过了好几次说到个人的那个实际的光景。
We have spent a few times on the actual condition of men.
今天神要叫我们看到传道人所说的话乃是要把人带回神自己的心意里。
Today we're going to look at how God's word is going to lead us back to God's own heart desire.
那么弟兄姊妹，你就可以翻到圣经传道书那里再去，我们稍微看一两处的圣经。
Please turn with me to the book of Ecclesiastes. We'll look at a few verses.
你从传道书一看到进去的时候，你无论从哪一个角度去看，看的那个结果就是虚空的虚空。
When you just look at the book of Ecclesiastes, it seems that wherever you look, you see the word vanity of vanities.
但是这个 这传道人借说话说到今天我们也有交通的事呢，他就说得很清楚。
But as the preacher continues on until the words that we're going to share today, it becomes clear.
怎么可以脱离那个
How can we be free from this condition of vanity of vanities?
那弟兄姐妹，留意传道书第四章的一节。
Let's pay attention to Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 1.
那里是这样说，我又转念，见日光之上所行的一切细雅，看就细雅的流泪，且无人安慰。细雅他们的有势力，也无人安慰他们。
Says here, then I looked again at all the acts of oppression which were being done under the sun, and behold, I saw the tears of the oppressed, and that they had no one to comfort them. And on the side of the oppressors was power, but they had no one to comfort them.
这个话也是不大容易懂。
These words are not so easy to understand.
被人欺压的里面过不去，但是欺压人的呢？也一样的里面过不去。
So the ones who are oppressed, feel that the ones comforting them, and yet the ones who are the oppressors, in the same way, they had no one to comfort them.
为什么会有这样的事呢？
Why would such things happen?
全道书者说出我们人如果是活在自己为中心的那个生活里。
The preacher tells us, if we live in a self-centered life,
他得着的结果一定是虚空的虚空。
The result would definitely be the vanity of vanities.
你留意这一节圣经就说到，是被欺负的人过不去，连欺负人的人也一样过不去。
So this Bible verse tells us the oppressed would have no comfort, but yet the oppressors also have no comfort.
怎么会有这样的事呢？
How would such thing happen?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为他总有一天把人带到光中，他们就看见他们所做的事情就是叫人落在虚空里。
Because one day they will be brought under the light that they will see all that they have done would be vanity of vanities.
那么能不能脱离这种环境呢？
Are you able to be free from such condition?
按照人这一方面来讲，是人没有办法。
From man's point of view, man cannot.
人没有办法的原因乃是。
The reason for that is.
很早。创世纪就已经指出一个问题。
It's been pointed out in the book of Genesis.
人要靠自己，他的结局就一定是死。
If men would depend only on themselves, their only consequence would be death.
因为死亡这事情一摆出来呢，就把所有的人全包括在里面。
Because once death occurs, then it will include all men.
因为没有一个人不面对死亡的那一个结果。
Because no one is exempt from the result of death.
但是有没有办法能脱离这样的一个限制呢？
Is there a way to be free from such a restriction?
感谢主，传道书就给我们指出一个实在可以活在不是虚空的虚空里。
Thank the Lord, this Ecclesiastes pointed out a way for us not to live in the vanity of vanities.
那么我们就看，你读下去的时候，你就看到了，全道书把一切见闻不喜乐的事情给带回到神的光中。
If you keep reading Ecclesiastes, you will see that God will bring us from all unpleasant situations back to the light of God.
那么他们要怎么样才能脱离这一个苦恼呢？
So how can they be rid of this trouble?
那弟兄姊妹们，你仍然可以从圣经里面看到一个事实。
You can still see this from the Bible.
什么事情？
And what is this that we're seeing?
人落在孤单里。
If man would fall under loneliness,
那就引出一个结果，他就失去喜乐了。
It will lead to the loss of joy.
但是传道书这里一提就提到一个非常严肃的问题。
But the book of Ecclesiastes would bring up an issue that is quite serious.
他对人说你不要活在自己里。
Do not live in the self.
但是我怎么能不活在自己里呢？
But how can you not live in the self life?
我们从传道书里边，就是我们现在看到的地方，他就清清楚楚地指出那个问题的中心点。
But as we read Ecclesiastes, it clearly points out to us what is the focal point, what is the central theme, the problem, the main issue.
如果你要脱离这样的一个限制和捆绑，你必须要学习一件事。
If you want to be free from this condition or be relieved from these restrictions, you must learn of one thing.
要人脱离自己是很困难的事。
It's very difficult for men to not live a self-centered life.
但是神的话给我们指出一条清楚的路，你是可以脱离那一个个人活着脱不去以自己做中心的事。
But God's word has pointed out a way to allow us to be free from this self-centered or self-life.
但是传道人在那里带来一个信息，这个信息好像和虚空的虚空浮风是浮风。
But the preacher seems to bring us a message of this vanity of vanities or grasping for the wind.
但是事实上，他不是把人带回到那里里，而是告诉人说，你怎么可以脱出这种关节。
But yet his purpose is not bring us into that condition. He's pointing out a way for us to know how to be free from this condition.
我们感谢主。
And thank the Lord.
当你回到传道书里面去看。
When we come back to Ecclesiastes.
传道人说了一些事情以后，好几件事以后，都带出这样一个心思来。
After the preachers describe several matters, then it brings up this theme.
神让人没有人可以脱离那个死亡的事实。
God allows men not to be able to free from the fact that there is a death.
传道人就说了，你看到这个人的结局，我们倒不如不活下来。
So the preacher says, since we already foresee the ending, maybe we'd rather not live at all.
说到一个非常严肃的问题，说死掉了或是还没有活出来的人，比那个活着的人更有福气。
And it points out that the ones who are already dead or the one who hasn't lived yet, it's not as good as the one who never lived, never existed.
就是因为人生里头那个实际的光景都是这样。
It's because the actual experience of man's life.
你怎么能脱离这个呢？
How can you be delivered from this condition?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主就说出一个我们可以实际去学习啊，实际去操练脱离自己的事。
God allow us to see how can we actually practice or exercise this exercise or train to be delivered from this condition.
我请弟兄姊妹们再留意一件事情。
Ask brothers and sisters to pay attention to one more thing.
这件事情是在第四章传道书里。
And this is in chapter 4 of Ecclesiastes.
他怎么说呢？
What did it say?
他说出了另外的一个趋势。
It tells us of another trend.
那个趋势是什么呢？
What is this trend?
他说从第八节开始你就看到一个问题。
Starting from verse 8, you will see a problem.
有人也不以钱财为主。他说，我劳劳碌碌，穷苦自己，不想喜乐，到底是为什么呢？为谁呢？
Indeed, his eyes were not satisfied with riches, and he never asked them, for whom am I laboring and depriving myself of pleasure?
到底是为谁呢？那个结果就是说，也是虚空。
And who are we doing this for? And the end is vanity.
那么说到这里的时候，神的话就转了一个方向了。
As we come to this point, the word of God has made the turn.
转了一个什么方向呢？
So which direction did we turn?
就是就我们怎样学习脱离自己。
Is teaching us to learn how to be free from ourselves.
我们从圣经里边就看到这样一件事。
In the Bible, we can see this.
在这段圣经以前有一段话我没有打出来，但我先读一下给弟兄姊妹听。
Let's read a verse before this part. I'll read it to you.
他当然指出一件很不叫人心里喜乐的事。
He's pointed out something that would cause us not to have joy.
他说那也是在那个第四章里边的第七节。
It's in chapter 4, verse 7.
那里头有几句话，那就是想到一个人他在日光之下看到有一件虚空的事。
So as a person who saw vanity under the sun, he saw vanity under the sun.
那里是这样说。
And it says here.
有人孤单无二。
Says there's a certain man without a dependent.
他说我劳劳碌碌，克服自己，不享福乐，到底是为什么？
He asked, for whom am I laboring and depriving myself of pleasure?
我们留意到这种光景。
We take note of such situation.
当然这个事实摆出来，人的结论就是虚空。
Of course, when such a condition is presented to us, we'll conclude that it's vanity.
但是很有意思。
But what's interesting?
你把圣经接下来所指出的一件事。
But if you continue to look at what the Bible continues to point out,
第四章的第七节里，我又转念，见日光之下有一件虚空的事。
Chapter 4, verse 7, it says, Then I looked again at vanity under the sun.
弟兄姊妹注意了，开始。必有人孤单无二，无子无兄，仅劳碌不足。
And pay attention, brothers and sisters, as there is this certain man without a dependent, having neither a son nor a brother, yet there was no end to all his labor.
眼目也不以钱财为主。他我劳碌我劳劳碌碌克服自己不赏富乐到底是为谁的哦、oh, 这又是虚空的虚空。
His eyes were not satisfied with riches, and he never asked them, for whom am I laboring and depriving myself of pleasure? This too is vanity.
就是没留意这个人真的的确是很孤单。
And have you noticed that this person is truly lonely?
无子无兄。
There's no son and no brother.
但是却是劳碌不息。
And his labor never ends.
他会问自己，我这样劳碌是为了谁？
Then he may ask himself, who am I doing this for? Who am I laboring for?
他没有办法找出答案。
He cannot find an answer.
所以得出那个结论就是虚空。
So he concludes that this too is vanity.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
这样的一件事，主把那一个主让全道人说的话转了一个方向。
After the Lord spoken these words, he allowed the preacher to make a turn in direction.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他不是单单叫人看见虚空劳苦。
He doesn't only allow men to see vanity and about the laboring.
神让这些光景出现在一个人的身上。
When God allows such situation or condition to show appear upon someone,
你怎么去解决这个问题呢？
How would you solve this problem?
无子无兄。但是确实常常劳碌是为了钱财，但是为了钱财，这些钱财将来又归谁呢？
He has no son and no brother, and he's laboring for this riches. But then, who would these riches be for in the future?
正因为这样的事情，就引出传道人对那些听话的人更清楚地说。
So this will lead the preacher to clearly speak to the audience.
他说
He said,
在第四章第五节那里开始。
Chapter 4, verse 5.
什么事呢？
What is this?
愚昧人抱着手吃自己的肉。满了一把多少安静，强如满了两把劳碌仆风。
Says here the fool folds his hands and consumes his own flesh. One hand full of rest is better than two fists full of labor and striving after wind.
那这话说出一般人的光景，但是这一般人这种光景一摆出来，神就指着说这是愚昧人。
And it tells of the common condition for man. And when he did that, he said, this is all for the fools. These are conditions for the fools.
那我们看到他这种光景。
And what, let's look at this condition.
神就说了。
God said,
从第八节开始。
Starting from verse 8.
那我读一读出来就是。
And I'll just read it.
我又转念，见日光之下有一件虚空的事，有人孤单无儿，无子无兄，竟劳碌不息，眼目也不以钱财为主。他说：“我劳劳碌碌，克服自己，不享不乐，到底是为了谁呢？”哦。那个他 指出这个人的时候，那个结论仍然是虚空的虚空。
So then I looked again at vanity under the sun. There was a certain man without a dependent, having neither a son nor a brother, yet there was no end to all his labor. Indeed, his eyes were not satisfied with riches, and he never asked, and for whom am I laboring and depriving myself of pleasure? When this is pointed out to him, he concluded that this too is vanity.
然后他的话语又说到这里的时候，又转了一个弯了。
So when he came to this point, he made a turn.
就是说出你怎么能脱离这种困扰。
He's trying to tell us how you deal with such a matter.
那再听我念下去。
Listen to me as I continue to read.
两个人总比一个人好，因为二人劳碌同得美好的果效。若是跌倒，这人可以扶起他的同伴；若是孤身跌倒，没有别人扶起他来，这人就有祸了。
Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. For if either of them falls, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls when there is not another to lift him up.
就是你从这个话里头就看到，神借着传道人向人说出了一个准确的话，两个总比一个人好，因为二人劳碌同得美好的果效。
So God used these words to point out through the preacher that two are better than one because they have a good return for them.
若是跌倒，这人可以扶起他的同伴；若是孤身跌倒，没有别人扶他起来，这人就有祸了。
For if either of them falls, the one will lift up his companion, but woe to the one who falls when there is not another to lift him up.
整段的意思是说什么呢?
What does this passage tell us?
不要落在孤单的生活里。
Do not fall under the situation where you would be all by yourself, alone.
因为你一落在孤单里，你有什么事情？别人要帮助你，也没办法帮助你。
Because when you're alone, when you're in trouble, no one can help you.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为这样的人，他有一个很清楚的表现。
Because such kind of people would have a clear expression.
为什么他会只是剩下孤单一个人呢?
How did he end up alone by himself?
我们没有办法能说出那个原因。
We may not be able to tell of the reason.
但是有一件事情我们可以知道，如果人跌倒，你有一个人把你扶起来。
But we know of one thing, if someone falls and there's another to lift him up,
是这样吗?
Is that the case?
是唯有别人扶起他来，这人就是有祸了。
If there was no one to help him up, then woe to him.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这里的时候，你就看到整个话题有一个好大的转变了。
So when we come to this point, brothers and sisters, you see a change in the subject we're talking about.
你是孤单一个人。
If you're alone by yourself,
你有了难处的时候，没人给你帮助。
When you are in trouble, when you have difficulties, no one can help you.
那这个人当然就是有祸了。
Then woe would be to him.
为什么呢?
Why?
我们用一个比较熟练一点的字句来表达。
If we use a more common phrase, we can try to explain this.
这个人为什么是这样呢?
Why did this person come to such a state?
大概有两，一般来说，大概有两种情况。
generally speaking, there might be two kind of situation.
一个就是这个人他好 很有才干，说他在各方面的表达就看别人不起。
And one sample may be because this person is so talented and so arrogant, he would look down upon others.
另外一方面有一种人好像觉得自己什么都比别人不上，所以又觉得非常非常的自我怜惜。
And there's another kind of situation where they might feel that they are worse or less than other people and they feel sorry for themselves.
但是不管是什么情绪，
So no matter which type of situation,
你都一样，你都是与众人有区有分别的。
And the common theme is that you are different from the others.
当然第头一个情形就是那个人的自高自傲，看着别人都不比自己好，那个我为什么要跟你巴结呢？
So in the first situation is that person is puffed up, he's arrogant, and he feels that the others are not as good as him, so he felt no reason to communicate with others.
另外一个人就刚好相反，我什么都不如人，我有什么好争取的呢？所以有默默无声在那里忍受了。
So in the other situation, in the other case, they feel that I'm less or worse than the others, so there's nothing I could speak up for myself, and I would just keep quiet and be by myself.
那这是什么呢？
And what is this case?
从此一个来看，就是骄傲，把自己举得很高。
And so in the first case, it's pride that they lift them up so high.
另一方面呢，觉得自己不如人啊，就在那里有自怜、自怨。
And so the other case is when they feel they're in such a lowly place, they feel sorry, self-conscious for themselves.
这两种情形都是把人带到虚空里头的。
And these two situations will bring man into vanity.
如果你要脱离这种情形，
In order to be free from such a condition,
那你必须要很准确地对着造成我们这种愚昧的光景的原因是什么。
We must correctly identify the reason why we are placed in such a condition.
你看到头一种人就是骄傲的不得了的呢。
You see, in the first case, they are very prideful and they have pride in their hearts.
但是当他遭遇到挫折的时候，
But when he encounters failures,
或者是他的上级对他的工作有一点不太满意的时候，
Or maybe his superior is not satisfied with his performance.
他就感觉我这个人完了。
And he feels that I'm done for.
这是一种情形。
This is one situation.
另外一种呢，就是在人看来他本身就是有那个忧郁症的情形的。
The other kind of people, in men's point of view, they might have depression.
他生来就好像是什么办法都不如人，我都没有前途的，所以他就成了一个忧郁的人。
The other type of people, they seem to be born feeling there are less or not as good as the others, and they are they seem depressed from others' point of view.
我常常提过了，我记得以前都提过了。
I remember that I mentioned this before.
这两种光景，如果不受对付的话，那他没有办法能从 自骄自傲，或者说只有放在心里，抽抽抽抽闷闷的。
And so in both of this situation, if this, he cannot be free from this condition of being so prideful, being so arrogant, or he would be so depressed and keeping everything to himself.
结果就搞出那一个忧郁症来。
And which leads to depression.
但是怎么去解决这些问题？
So how do we resolve these problems?
一般来说，去看医生。
In general, you go and see a doctor.
医生就说，就可能说，这个是你们家族流传下来的病症。
And so the doctor may tell you that this is what you inherited from your family.
你只好吃药来把那种情绪常常压下去，不让它发作，那就会好了。
You may be told that you need to take medication to keep that emotion under control.
从实际上面来说，这样去治疗那个忧郁症啊，没有功用的。
In reality, to try and cure this depression in this manner is not much use.
你说如果不这样的话，还有别的路吗？
You may ask, apart from this method, are there other ways to deal with it?
那这个问题就牵涉的面很宽广，我一下子。也不能在这个短短的时间里边说得清楚。
And this will involve many different aspects, with the short and limited time that we have, I cannot explain very clearly.
但是做这个孩子的父母，在孩子年幼的时候，你怎么去教育他？
However, when this happens to your children or your child, how would you deal with it as parents?
我想许多父母都爱自己的儿女。
I think most parents love their own children.
尤其是那个信主的弟兄姊妹们。
Especially those who believe in the Lord, brothers and sisters.
你从小就会跟那个孩子们说圣经上的故事。
And you will tell your children the Bible stories since they were young.
我个人以为这样做是对的，但是是不够的。
I personally think that this is right. This is the right thing to do, but that's not enough.
你让他们从小就只知道故事，而不知道那一个故事的时代的光景，那个原因和带来的结果。
You just let them know the Bible stories, but you did not teach them the truth, the cause, the reason, what's behind, the meaning behind the story.
只要看上见医生就解决问题了。
And you think you can bring them to the doctor?
那就又发作了。
And then it might reoccur.
人家你去看医生，医生就说你这个是遗传上来的病，不太容易好，就是只有吃药来帮助他有点改变的。
And you might be told by the doctor that this is something hereditary and not easily cured, and you just use medication to keep it under control.
我想这个办法也不能解决他也这样的一个很可怜的光景。
I feel this is not a method to deal with such a condition.
我想是不是这个孩子他年幼的时候也许有点学业上有点赶不上，或者说在心思上可能没有别人发展的那么宽广和快速，所以就造成他自己里面有了一个自我要求的光景呢。
And so I'm thinking that maybe during this child's early years, possibly it's because he cannot catch on with the academics and maybe not doing so well, then it caused him to develop this kind of thoughts and depressing thoughts in his mind.
也许不一定是这样。
It might not be the case.
而非常可能是做父母的在孩子们小的时候就没有好好的留意的。
And it's possible the parents, while the kids are very young, they did not pay enough attention.
他是基督徒，他爱自己的孩子，从小就给孩子们讲圣经故事。
It's true that they're Christians, and when the child is very young, they start to tell them Bible stories.
这个动作好，但是有缺陷的。
This is a good
thing. 缺陷在哪里呢？就是你只给他读那个圣经故事，却没有把那个圣经里头所说出来的事情，把整个的问题从头到末了摆清楚。
You might have told the story, the storyline to the children, but you did not explain what is behind the story, and that's coming short.
因此就会给孩子们长久下来的时候，就产生一种忧缺症啊。
And then, in the long run, it might cause, depression in children.
我们就会想，孩子们长下来是这样子，我们有什么办法呢？
And we might think, if the children are grown this way, what can we do?
医生就说吃药吧。
The doctors may tell you to take medication.
因为这是从遗传下来的东西。没有办法可以治得好的。
Because this is hereditary, there's no cure.
我想最近我们全地都在遇到那一个瘟疫的传染。
So I think recently we are all concerned about the pandemic in the whole world.
那么你一碰到我现在全世界都在那里动员要怎样呢？是去削减这一个创意的传开。
And so the whole world are trying to find a way to deal with this pandemic.
其中一个办法就是要追这个根源，你惹到了一种疾病是怎么来的？
So one way to deal with it is trying to trace back the root or how or where you caught this disease from.
这个是给我们一个非常好的启示。
This is a great revelation to us.
但我们在孩子们年幼的时候，就不仅是给他知道圣经的故事，而是知道圣经故事的来源和内容是怎么一回事。
And so we think, when the children are very young, not only we tell them the storyline of the Bible stories, but we need to tell them the source, the substance or the reasons, the teachings behind the story.
从小就让孩子们知道， 我们是被神造出来的，神造我们出来是有一个很重的任务交托给人。
And we need to teach them from a very young age that、God created men. We've been created by God, and God has an important、commission for men, entrustment for God, for men.
让他们在从小就有一个意念、我是神的见证人。
So since a young age, they should have the thought that I am a、witness for God.
注意到那个圣经的故事，而没有注意到圣经里面所记载的事情的来龙和去脉啊，那就是一个大缺陷。
It would be a great、shortcoming if we just tell our children the story, but not tell them what's behind the story, the reasoning behind them.
如果从幼小的时候就把他们带到一个非常非常有父的事实里，你们是神的见证人，你们该活出神在你们身上的那一个带领。
If from a young age we bring them to not only the Bible stories, but tell them that、this blessed fact that they are the testimonies of God, and they need to、manifest this testimony.
虽然当时他们不会理会，
even though at the time they may not fully comprehend,
但是你告诉他那个来历，那个原因，那个结果，
but you tell them the origin, the reason, and the result.
那比方说，
for example,
跟孩子们说圣经故事的时候，说到那个生命树和那个分别善恶树上的果子，你只是告诉他这个事实，就是这样吗？
For example, if we tell our kids the story about the tree of life, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, if you're just telling them the facts, is that the only thing you tell them?
你不能同时就给他们说出，你要成为神的见证人，你一定要学习完全的顺服神，跟随神。
Wouldn't you tell them at the same time that in order for you to be a testimony of God, that you need to learn how to be completely obedient、to God?
你只是告诉他说，你说生那个生命树吃了真好。
You only tell them, if you only tell them that it's good to eat of the fruit from the tree of life.
同时他们说到那个分别善恶树上的果子，
if you did not mention about the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil,
他只是说到有那么一个故事，却没有看给他们说到这两件事情，我们只能选择生命树的带领和管理。
If you just tell them there are such things exist, the tree of life or tree of knowledge of good and evil, and yet you did not tell them you have to choose from one and how you will live.
分别善恶树上的果子虽然会给人一个工作上的、好处。
And the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil may bring you benefit from your work, for your work.
但是不要忘记神说了一个话。
But do not forget that God has spoken other words as well.
你不要吃那个分别善恶树上的果子。如果你们要吃这个果子，你们也选成功，但是你吃的日子一定要死。
That if you eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you may be successful, but the day you eat of it, you shall die.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们教导孩子们从幼小的时候的不是只懂得圣经的故事，并且懂得圣经的内容和神借着圣经告诉我们他要做什么。
So when we teach our young children, not only we tell them the story only, but we need to tell them the content of the story and what God wants to tell us through these stories.
人的观念里面总是有一个这样的想法，你有了 这一种病啊，除了看医生吃点药压缩他那个病情的发展，情绪的发展，那就已经差不多了。
And it's common for men to feel that if you have such a situation or condition, that there's no other way to deal with it other than taking medication and keeping it under control.
这样做是不够的。
And that's not enough.
就如现在我们对付那个瘟疫的传染，我们总要追查寻找恩源是从哪里来。
We can draw a parallel of how we deal with the current pandemic, not just try to deal with it, but we need to trace back to the root.
你说是从祖宗传下来。
And you say it comes from your ancestor.
那么祖宗是从哪里接过来的？
And where did your ancestor take it from?
你找不到路了。
You cannot find a way.
因为那个创意，那个瘟疫没有流出来的时候，
Before,
我们祖宗接受得住活下来了，也接受不住的死掉了。
Because before the pandemic happened, your ancestors, those who survived arrived, and those who did not survive already died.
那我们也从其中学到功课。
We can learn a lesson from this.
从遗传上面留下给第二代有不好的影响。
And what's hereditary, what you inherit from your ancestor, and some are negative traits?
因为你留意到，如果做父母的，在孩子们还要年幼的时候，就懂得把他们带进神的见证里。
If you have noticed, as parents, if you're able to bring your children from a young age into the testimony of God,
那个结果是不一样的。
The result is different.
因为他们在年幼的时候已经知道他们要怎么学习拣选主。
Because from a young age, they already learn how to learn, they need to choose to stand on the Lord's side.
千万不要以为除了见医生吃药以外就没有别的路可走。
You shouldn't think that apart from medication and going to the doctors, there's no other method or no other way.
不是这样，我们千万要记得，我们被神所造的，神造我们的时候是要叫我们做他的见证。
You must remember God created us and he made us so that we can be his testimony.
好几年前我读了一篇文章，说到在美国东岸那边一个华人的教会。
A few years ago, I read an article describing a Chinese church on the East Coast.
详细的情形我都忘掉了，但是一个事实我知道，这一个教会的传道牧师就是那一个起初人以为是那种忧郁症的捆绑的。
And so, I forgot all the details, but this pastor of the church had this depression, or people think he has depression.
但是后来给人那边的弟兄姊妹把他慢慢带过来。他那个任何一个忧郁症就除掉了。
And so, slowly he was helped by the brothers and sisters, and then he was able to be free from this depression.
并且他还从他的心思里面转到一个非常宝贝的事实里。
And he has turned his mind onto something more precious.
什么事呢？
And what is this precious thought?
你不能有他的忧郁症，成了一个那边教会的一个牧师。
And from a depressed person, he became the pastor of the church.
那如果别人能 因着主自己的管理和他自己对神的那个认识上面的认同。
And if someone can, go with the Lord's, governance and his own identification with it.
那就没有什么东西可以限制他。
And there's nothing to hold him back.
我们是在感谢主。
I truly thank the Lord.
因为神给我们的孩子们从幼的信了主。但是不要以为这样就够了，你必须让他在信主的事情上面进步到一个他是神的见证人。
And the Lord had given us children, and from a young age, not just teach them about God things, that even further we need to teach them and lead them to know that they are testimonies of God.
那么现在就来到一个最不一样的地方。
And we come to a key point.
那这个忧郁症，这个捆绑人的那种精神上的状况，能不能好呢？
So is it possible to recover from this matter of depression?
传道人就告诉我们说。
So this pastor told us.
当然是可以有。
Of course, it's possible.
怎么样的一个方法呢？
What is the way?
在圣经里头你也读到这一个。
In the Bible, you can see.
在传道书的第四章的
Chapter 4 of Ecclesiastes.
那里就说到一个人。
It talks about a man.
他说的那个什么样子？他说到他是一个孤单无儿无子无儿，仅劳碌不息，眼目也不以钱财为主。他说我这样劳劳碌碌克服自己，不享福乐，到底是为谁呢？
And there's this one alone without companion. He has neither son nor brother, yet there's no end to all his labors, nor is his eye satisfied with riches. But he never asks, for whom do I toil and deprive myself of good?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主的话，神使传道人说话，说到这里的时候，就转了一个大弯了。
When God allows this preacher to speak, and as he come to this point, he made a turn.
那是怎么一回事呢？
And what is this turn, this great turn?
他就是告诉人说，
He tells men,
你不要单独一个人长处。
Do not be by yourself, be alone.
你必须找到有人与你一同来行走。
You must find a companion to walk with you.
因为这里这几句话，圣上这几句话，十分十分的有用的。
Because the verses to follow are very, very useful.
他这里却这样说。
It says here.
第四章的十一、十二节，再者，二人同睡，就都暖和。一人独睡怎能暖和呢？
Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 11. Furthermore, if two lie down together, they keep warm, but how can one be warm alone?
有人共甚孤身一人，若有二人便能抵挡他。三股合成的绳子不容易截断。
And if one can overpower him who is alone, two can resist him. A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart.
弟兄们，不要小看这几句经文。
Do not belittle these few verses.
那是一个非常有带着很大的福气的应许，是神要答应人的。
And this is a great promise of God. That God promised to men.
刚才他就说， 你只要孤单一个人的时候，人家欺负你就欺负你。
You said earlier that if you're by yourself, somebody, would take advantage of you, then, you'll be taken advantage of.
如果你有朋友或者有在下面在说话的时候，那两个人，你看两个人是谁呢？这里没有说。
And if you have a friend, or it says if two men, and if it didn't tell us exactly who these two are.
不过我们从他在这一个时候提出第一件事来，那就很有意思了。
But since it's brought up at this particular point, then it is, very meaningful.
他要叫人说你不要自己孤单的生活。
It tells men not to live alone.
你要找到你的同伴。
You should find a companion.
因为两个人合在一起，就没有人敢欺负你。你一个人的时候，人家常常欺负你。
Because you cannot be taken advantage of if there were two of you, and if you're by yourself, you can be taken advantage of.
但是感谢主，主说这一段话是非常有意思
的。Thank the Lord. The Lord has spoken these words, and it's very interesting.
他那个有什么意思呢？
And what is the meaning of this?
他说，你两个人合在一起，别人欺负你。就忍忍扶住你。
It says one may be overpowered, but if two are together, they can withstand the not to be overpowered.
怎么意思？
What does this mean?
用中文，如果我们不小心一点，我们就不知道谁说这个话有什么意思。
If we're not careful, we might not know why God has spoken these words.
我们两个人，他们就不敢欺负我。如果单独一个人，他们常常欺负我。
And if there are two of us, they cannot attack or overpower us. If I'm by myself, I can be taken advantage of.
但是你如果是两个人的话，你就有人扶起了。
And if there are two of us, then someone can lift the other up.
但是这里的话不是停在这个字面的事。
But these words.
遇到你接上来的事。
But these words don't stop here, but pay attention to what follows.
因为从这些事情就引出更进一步的事情。
Because of these words, it will lead us, into something further.
那是同样的经节里面就是说了，带着二人同睡，就都暖和。人一人独睡，怎能暖和呢？
Says furthermore, if two lie down together, they keep warm. But how can one be warm alone?
弟兄姊妹，你知道这个事情来到这里的时候，就转到一个非常严肃的问题上。
Brothers and sisters, we come to this point. We are coming to a more serious matter.
他们说有人可以公胜孤身一个人，有两个人便能抵挡他。
It says if one can overpower him who is alone, two can resist him.
三股合成的绳子。
It says a cord of three strands.
但是二人同睡就都暖和，一人独睡怎能暖和呢？
If two lie down together, they keep warm, but how can one be warm alone?
有人攻胜孤身一人，若有二人便能抵挡他。三股合成的绳子不容易折断。
And if one can overpower him who is alone, two can resist him. A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart.
今天我要交通的话到这一段话为止。
I'll share and stop sharing on this verse.
那这段话是说什么？
And what does this tell us?
说你怎么可以 胜过孤单一人。
So it says, how can we overcome this being by ourselves alone?
对，说到这里有两个人，你两个人同睡就都暖和。
We talk about two will lie together and both be warm.
就这么，你谁说到这样的话是什么意思？
Brothers and sisters, what does God mean when he told us these words?
然后就用神使的事情来做结束。
And it ends with the courts.
那很有意思。
And that's very meaningful.
他是回到人实际的生活里。
When we come to the practical life.
从人实际的生活就转运到那个属灵的学习里。
And from this practical life, we turn into a spiritual lesson.
啊，我简单的说，他们说两个人同睡就暖和，一个人单独睡的时候，怎么能暖和呢？
We put it simply, it says two lie down together to keep warm, but how can one be warm alone?
还有。
Furthermore.
你如果是两个人
If there are two,
人来对付你们你们可以同心合意的对付他
And you can resist when there are two of you work together.
但是更重要一件事情
And even more importantly,
这一个事实是听他这个话你就知道不仅是说一般的事情乃是说到一个家庭的生活。
And if you look at these words, it's not just talk about general matters, but it's talking about the family life.
因为说到两个人同盖一个被就很暖和。
When you talk about two lie down together, they might be sharing a blanket, it will keep warm.
如果你一个人盖一床被怎么能暖和呢？
If you're by yourself, how can you be warm alone?
什么意思？
What does this mean?
不是只是说盖盖被睡睡觉，那个外面的情形。
It's not talking about blankets or sleeping.
而是说到这个二人同居是指带我们到了神儿女们他们居家的生活。
It talked about God's children, their family life.
什么样一回事呢？
What is it telling us?
在一家人里边，夫妻两个，不仅是夫妻两个人，有很好的配合。
In a family, not only the husband and wife will work well together.
肯定的，在这种家庭里边，你孩子们也都会被带起来。
In this type of family, your children will be raised up and led.
那实在的情形是怎么说呢？
And what is the practical situation?
我们要学习个别人的生活里头进入家庭的生活。这个家庭生活是同声同气的。
We need to learn to go from individual living into a family living, and we would be living in one accord.
所以非常和谐的，合在一起。
And we'll be living in harmony.
不仅是两个人，连孩子们都会受到影响。
Not only just the two of you, but your children as well be impacted.
我们感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
但是最重要的一件事接下来传道就说
And what's most important that follows on the preacher tells us
啊，传道说什么呢
What does the preacher tell us
就是在第四章十一到十二节里头
In chapter 4 verse 11 and 12
两个人同睡就暖和
Two lie down together, they keep warm.
一个人独睡就不能暖和。
How can one be warm alone?
有人攻胜孤身一人，若有二人便能抵挡他。
If one can overpower him who is alone, two can resist him.
用怎么去说说一个家庭里边那个 非常同心合意的光景。
Brothers and sisters, it describes a family living in harmony.
但是最有意思的就是说一说到两个人的时候他就把第三个就转到一个第三者去了。
But what's interesting is after talking about two together, it turns into three.
你看看圣经里面的话怎么说呢？有人终身孤身一人，若有二人便抵挡啊，便能抵挡他，合身不合成的绳子不容易截断。
Bible says, and if one can overcome him who is alone, two can resist him. A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart.
为什么这个是我们生活上能了解到的事？
But as a sister, this is something that we can understand from our daily lives.
你单独一个人的时候，别人欺负你。
When you're alone, somebody might overpower you.
两个人的时候，那就敌人不敢来欺负你。
If you're, there are two of you, then others might not dare to come near you.
但是一加进那个第三股绳子合成的呢，绳子不容易折断。
But when you come to a cord of three strands, it's not quickly torn apart.
什么意思？
What does this tell us?
很有意思。
It's very meaningful.
如果你是孤单的，你又有人来对付你，你们是同心合意的抵挡他。
And if you're by yourself, others may come to overpower you, but if the two in one accord, you can resist.
但是最有意思的是最不了的那一句话。
But the most interesting is the last phrase.
三股合成的绳子不容易折断。
Cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
如果你如果把这整段的话带到属灵的学习上去。
If you bring the whole passage into our spiritual learning,
你肯清楚看到。
You can clearly see.
如果我们要对付邪恶的扰攘。
If we need to deal with the evil attacks,
我们可以把这两句话放在属天的那个感觉里去领会。
We can understand it in its heavenly spiritual meaning.
你个人没办法抵挡人。
Individually, you cannot resist.
你有两个人同心合意的。特别是在透过家庭生活的同心合意的，也叫仇敌没有 发动作的机会。
And if there are two of you, especially in a family, then you work in one accord, then you will not allow the enemy to have an opportunity.
但是最特别的就是末了的那句。
But most special is the last phrase.
三股合成的绳子不容易截断。
A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart.
你怎么说你要把这个整个放在一个属灵的征战里，你很清楚看到这里一个事实。
If you place it under the spiritual light, you will discover a fact.
两个人同心合意。
If two are together in one accord.
没有抵挡人的人可以来对付他们。
There's no one who can come overpower them.
但是更重要的是末了的那句话。
Even more importantly is the last phrase.
三股合成的绳子不容易截断。
A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart.
如果你把这几句话作为一个属灵的功课来学习。
And if we use these few phrases together as a spiritual lesson,
你不能问 谁是第三者？
You cannot help but ask, who is this third strand?
他说了三股合成的绳子是不容易截断。
There's a cord of three strands, it's not quickly torn apart.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你怎么看这个第三人？
How do you view this third person?
这三股，若是三股合成的绳子就不容易截断。
So that there's a cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
第三者。
What is this third person?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主在这里把他自己摆进来了。
The Lord had put himself in here.
告诉跟随主的人，你必须学习脱离自我。
He tells the followers of the Lord to learn
团体的生活里,
to be free from self and to learn to live corporately.
而这个团体的生活又连接到第三根绳子。那这第三个绳子是什么?
And this corporate living would lead to this, the cord of three strands. What is this third strand?
单独的话来讲，这第三股绳子，这个第三股绳子就是神的自己。
In the Lord's words, this third strand is the Lord himself, is God himself.
如果您没有把它提到那么高，但最低限度这个总有提到是神的教会。
And if not raised up to such a high level, then at least it would be the church of God.
但是我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那里教会就在哪里。
And the church is
here. 在哪里，神也在哪里。
Wherever the church is, God is here.
这样的第三根合成的绳子，整个来说，没有人能抵挡。
With this third strand, with God himself, there is no one who can overpower them.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我要交通的话就到这里。
We'll end with today's sharing.
以后如果在这里的话，需要再多说一点的时候，我们再说。
And if we need to add more words here, we will talk about it later.
我们一同祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
人的实际情况常把我们带到虚空的虚空里。
Man's true condition often bring us into the vanity of vanities.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你给我们看到一个可以脱出那一个虚空的虚空的环境。
Allow us to see a way of how we can be freed from this condition of vanity of vanities.
你要叫神的众儿女会连在一起，同心合意的来跟随主。
And you have joined the children of God together in one accord in following the Lord.
我们也实在相信，当神的儿女们这样结合起来的时候，神你自己一定也在其中。
And we believe when the children of God are joined together, God yourself would be among them.
这样，神和教会和个别的信主的人都连接在一起。
And so God would be united and be together, joined together with the church and with the children of God.
没人抵挡他们。
And no one can overpower them.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你就是借助这一个属灵的学习，救我们脱离虚空，就是虚空。
And through the spiritual lesson that you save us from the vanity of vanities.
不再捕风。
No longer grasping for the wind.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你的话给我们看见光。
Your word has shown light on us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主早上给我们这些话语，给我们这些的提醒。
Thank the Lord, He has given us these words and reminders.
愿意我们真是活在基督的身体的里面。
We live in the body of Christ.
为他来做美好的见证。
And to be his good testimony.
我们下个星期六也是同样的时间，我们的弟兄会继续带领我们查考传道书。
Next Saturday at the same time, our brother will lead us continue to study Ecclesiastes.